I have
current geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 13. Sorry, my blue dude is a little rusty. Hey everybody, welcome back to Current Geek. This is the show where we dig around the internet and find the nerdiest stories we can, and we prep them and get them ready and sort of rub their shoulders and then share them with you, the fine listening public. My name is Scott Johnson. Joining me, as always, is Mr. Tom Merritt.
Kalksi nga tilaren fingap oxy tuxi.
Whoa, that sounds like Klingon, but it isn't.
No, it probably wasn't anything, but it was supposed to be Navi. And I said, hello, you hunted metal land rock.
Oh, very nice. I don't know if that would get you too far on the planet, but it's worth trying.
It's a Navi thing. You wouldn't understand.
So the new film from James Cameron, famed director James Cameron, that finally came out after something like 15 years of development and many more in his head, he claims. The film Avatar was released this week.
Full of blue dudes.
Yeah, not the one with airbenders and, just, you know, waterbenders and all that. Different.
Right,
different.
Yeah, this isn't the anime.
No. This came out, and to much accolade from many people, not very mixed reviews, it's actually pretty positive all around. There are a few people that are a little stodgy about it, but many people are telling me anyway. And did you see it? You went and saw it.
Yes, I saw it on Sunday in 3D.
Here's the thing with Avatar, big deal, all this stuff, and it turns out that it's so well thought out and so well fleshed out in terms of the alien race that they portray, that you heard a minute ago, called the Na'vi, that they have developed a language for it. It all started with what Professor Paul Frommer now describes as a fateful email. The linguistics expert from the University of Southern California is the brains behind the language used in James Cameron's 10-foot-tall alien tribe in the much-anticipated film Avatar. The language has 1,000 words, and Frommer can't even speak it fluently, although he is the only one who knows the grammar. He had to teach it.
Exactly. The only guy who invented the language and the only one who knows the grammar can't even speak it.
I don't know. It sounds pretty tough. So it's even harder than Klingon, I would say. Klingon's got all kinds of followers and stuff.
Various grammatical structures and sounds from other languages. This is a thing that linguists love to do, at least in their heads. They want to do this. They all want to create a language from scratch because they spend so much time studying how they get built that they think, well, I can do that. I can figure this out.
Yeah.
But it's a little harder than it sounds, and I think it takes some motivation. So I think Frommer is very excited because he was given a reason to spend the time on it.
Yeah, and there's a long tradition of this. We mentioned Klingon, which is a popular language. A lot of people learn just for the crap of it. And there are classes and schools and all kinds of weird things.
And as we've mentioned on this show, whole shows and plays.
Oh, yeah.
The Christmas Carol, for instance.
I forgot about that. That's true. And there's the, Tolkien basically wrote all of the Elvish and these various languages that were used throughout.
Yeah, he came up with a few different ones. Elvish, I think, was the most developed, probably. But, he did a lot because he was also a linguist.
Yeah, and there's an entire Elvish dictionary that I've always wanted to get my hands on, and I've never had the opportunity, but
I thought you said Elvis dictionary.
I'm all shook up as Elvis for I really like you.
Elvis, so I want a cheeseburger.
Elvish. Oh my gosh, we need to make something out of that. I don't know what. There's a cartoon or something in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got to ask you, Tom. Do you have any interest in learning Na'vi? Was this something that you'd like, oh my gosh, I love this movie so much, I got to go out and learn the language?
Yes, I like to learn languages, and I like to learn obscure languages sometimes. So I'd like to think that I would learn Na'vi, but you know what? I've never learned Klingon. I've barely learned the actual human spoken languages that I've tried to learn. So I don't know how very far I would get. And you heard my pronunciation of Na'vi at the beginning here.
Yeah, good work on that.
It's pretty horrible.
Your blue dude is definitely a little rusty.
You hunted metal land rock.
Well, I hope that you all enjoyed the film, and I can't wait to hear more and more talk about it. Let's move on this week to our geeky reader submission, this time coming to us from Stephen O. Not Steve-O, the famed jackass, just a guy with the same name. Steve-O. The geekiest thing I almost did was back in the early 80s. I was in the Navy fishing.
Sense. He's in the ocean.
Right. My first tour of duty. Was finishing his first tour of duty and was recently married. ILM, that's Industrial Light and Magic, was really starting to gear up. And I seriously considered not re-upping, buying a van, and traveling to Northern California to try to apprentice with John Dykstra and crew. Those are the folks behind the special effects team that really founded ILM. Fortunately, my wife convinced me that we needed to eat and have a family. So I stayed Navy for a total of 23 years, where most of my jobs fed my love of computers and technology. Now I teach teachers and students how to use technology in education. My wife's concession to my dream is being a special effects artist has been to pay for my lifelong subscription to Cinefex magazine, which I still have every issue of. Wow.
That's almost a heartbreaking story. It sounds like you have a great career. You're doing a good thing in teaching teachers and students how to use technology, and my dad was a Navy man, so I've got great respect for the Navy. But at the same time, it's like, oh, what could have been? Because, you know, I totally get what he's saying. At the time, it's like, really? We really need to feed our family. You might not want to, you know, jump in the van and go do this. It's called magic? I don't think so. But then looking back, it's like, oh, crap, that would have worked out great, you know, taking that risk. But hindsight's 2020, right?
Yeah, and the ILM stuff bled into so many other cool things. Pixar was really born of much of what ILM was trying to do. And you know, the original owner of Pixar was George Lucas, who foolishly sold it for pennies on the dollar. You know, there's lots of crazy history there. And your life could have taken some really interesting turns. But my guess is, probably loves what he's doing.
Yeah.
Got a nice little family. And in the end, a lot of Cinefex magazines.
Exactly.
Which I thought was out of print, by the way. I didn't think it was still going.
I totally identify with him, too, because, you know, but for some random events, I could have ended up being a physicist or an astronomer or something instead of a tech reporter.
Right.
And I subscribe to Scientific American and read every issue cover to cover to kind of fill that part. So I totally get where he's coming from.
I heard a really, really good TED Talk today that I need to talk to you about. I'll have to send that over to you.
All right.
Scientist, man.
Scientist to scientist, pretend.
To take care of a little business here at the end of the show, the website to visit for currentgeek.com is currentgeek.com, as you might imagine. It's currentgeek.com. It's a .com. It's currentgeek. It's HTTP. Oh, never mind. I'm going to do all that. The Twitter to use to follow us on Twitter is twitter.com/currentgeek, and you can follow us personally. Tom is at twitter.com/acedtect. That's A-C-E, the letter D, and then T-E-C-K, or T. I already screwed him up.
Yeah.
D-Trekt. Anyway, and I am /extra life. Also, you can email us your feedback and your geeky stories. Please keep these coming. We love this stuff. Email those to currentgeek@gmail.com. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Tom, and for all the nerds on today's show. Thanks so much, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Arshamaga.
Knuck, knuck. That may be something in Klingon.
I think what I spoke was more Simlish than anything else.